Tuesday.
Every Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Check us out. Eat, shop, and play. Be good now.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Meese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Connections, and I'm here with some amazing comics from Russo's Pizza in Clearwater. We have, introduce yourself around. James is here.
James Hollingsworth.
That's right. And you performed last Thursday?
Yeah. I checked it out. Yeah.
Super cool. And then we have the star. We're going to come back and interview everybody. And then we have James here. He's a star of the show.
You're the star of the show, Dawn.
Oh, I was judging.
You're still going up last again.
I am. I actually graduated from my comedy days, so I'm excited because you're the one that pushed me on that.
I got you on the list.
You do. And introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jay Hennessy, and I'm a local comedian out of the Tampa Bay area.
That's right. And we need a hand clap because and when they start telling jokes, we'll just put the hand claps. And then we'll, the shout outs. You won a week and a half ago.
I did. Yeah, it was a great experience. And you were there and saw it, and it was a fantastic.
We should get certificates for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because nobody believes me.
Yeah.
I think you were amazing. And he featured last week when you weren't there.
Right.
Yeah.
And Scott saw it.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Half of my jokes were about you, and so nobody knew what was going on.
Yeah. I know. I pulled a muscle in my leg. I wasn't there. It was something stupid that I turned. Yeah. It was like one of those things. I'm like, I can't walk. How am I going to do stand up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sit down like for 2 days, but I'm good. And introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are.
Yeah. My name's Scott Patrick. I'm a local open micer. I haven't really gotten any headlines or anything, but I still go out there and, you know, try to push my jokes.
That's super cool. Well, let's start with the main VIP guest, the co-host. Oh, and yay!
These are like the top. They were in the top three last week.
Very cool. Very cool. So tell us about yourself.
So
what do you do?
Brandy. She didn't make it.
Oh, Brandy. Brandy.
Shout out to Brandy. Joey.
She'll be here again. I told her she'll be back. Okay. Perfect. So tell everybody who you are and what you do. And
sure. My name's Jay Hennessy, and my that's my stage name. My real name is Jason Henney. The first few times I went on, they mispronounced my last name, and I said, this is going to happen every time, so let's find a good stage name, and that's what I go by now. And yeah, I'm only 6 months in.
Wow.
And it's been going pretty well. I do things a little bit differently. Hey, I do things a little bit differently. I'm a little more performance-based.
Right.
So when I perform on stage, I kind of perform as a character.
Okay.
Where I talk in a different voice, if you remember.
Yes.
You know.
Can you do it on air? Because we have drivers right now picking their kids up from school.
Absolutely. So the voice I do is a little more of a nervous kind of character. So I talk like a little bit like this, like... you know, I sound like a human haunted house, you know? So just a little shake in there. And yeah, I feel like I can get away with a few other jokes that I couldn't normally get away with in my normal voice. And it's fun to do things a little different. And,
and when did you start doing comedy? You said 6 months ago. What enticed you to be a stand-up comic?
Yeah, well, I have a background in acting and film. And I...
you said that. That really impresses me. I have more to ask you on that.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And with acting and film, you know, I like performing, but I've gotten more behind the camera lately, and so I still have that bug of wanting to perform. So I went to an improv class in St. Pete, and I got kind of frustrated that it was 2 hours and I could only get up once or twice. And so I was like, what are the other options there? And at an open mic, as we know, you get 5 minutes good or bad, you
right.
know? And so I started doing that, and the first time, bombed terribly.
Oh,
you know?
No. But once you bombed, because I know when Pauly Shore's sister taught me back in the days about the art of bombing, which we were talking
that
about.
Surprises me.
Yeah.
Because you
do
so good for
do.
Only 6 months in well, that I didn't. I thought you suspected you would kill the first time.
The thing is, like, I like to kind of mess with the audience and be sometimes awkward and uncomfortable.
Right.
And I created that vibe. But the audience wasn't in on the joke, kind of. So it was just awkward for awkward's sake, and people thought I was being very serious. So I've had to fine-tune and find a way, like, to let people in on the joke, because then
right.
it's just fun for me.
Right.
You know, if they're uncomfortable. But they, you know, they have to realize, like, oh, this is a bit, we're having fun. And so I figured that out.
That's cool. So talk about your film industry. Tell me what you do.
Sure. Yeah. I've been in the Tampa Bay area for about 10 years and been doing film in Tampa Bay for about 8 or 9 years. I started as a sound mixer. And that led to me being able to get to direct movies and shoot movies. And so, yeah, I've had a pretty good career, and I'm still doing that as well.
Things do you know Bobby Hill Casting?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I do know her, yeah. She is one of the local casting agents who, yeah.
Yeah, she. Have you been on her Women in Film yet as a guest?
I haven't, but I'm very familiar with a lot of the women involved, and yeah, definitely supportive of all the women in film in Tampa Bay.
Because they're always looking for guest speakers all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, I have a lot of film directors and producers, agents, casting directors on my show as well, and we mm-hmm. have miracle stories and other things and segments and travel. But back to you on your film, you know, we've had a lot of film directors come in here and audition talent on the air.
Nice.
So if you ever want to do that, we could put something together in the future.
Just to see how comfortable they are talking in front of people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of an audition. You know, I want to do something, James. I want to mention this. I've been wanting to do this for years. Remember the old-time radio where you'd be in the car and you tell a story and then the scream or the door.
Music in the back.
Yeah. And Bobby has all the sounds back there for us, right?
I do.
I know.
Somewhere back here.
So if we had someone write a script, we could do like actors on radio. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think so.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah. Like a radio show, right?
Yeah, it was like
that. Like radio detective kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I'm actually in a group that that writes a few things like that.
Oh.
Tales of Mild... Okay, yeah, I keep forgetting to move the mic.
Right.
But it's called Tales of Mild Interest, and one of the things they do is, like, they'll do these parody shows. Like, they have, like, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of spinoff.
Right.
Where it's Swampy Gunderson, Dracula Hunter. And it's just this homeless swamp guy that, like, infiltrates a high school and hunts Draculars.
So that would be cool.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, but it's like they did like two episodes or whatever.
But that's telling my age, because when I was younger, we'd be in the car and you hear the story and episode for next week and you're like hanging, like, what happened to Bobby?
Yeah.
No, not you, Bobby, but you know, it just your name came to mind.
Good example.
Well, that's super cool. And give everybody your social media where they can reach you if they want to send pictures or headshots. Are you allowed to do that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You can find me on Facebook under Jason Henney, or you could find me on Instagram under Jason.Henney.
And what kind of film documentaries or films do you do?
Sure. I did do a documentary a couple years ago about the Tampa Tribune that is no longer with us.
Oh.
You might remember, you know, Tampa used to have two major newspapers. We used to have the Tribune and the Times.
Right.
Right. And now we just have the Times.
I was not aware of that. I still thought it was a Tribune. I don't read the newspaper anymore.
Bobby, did you know
that? I did know.
Bobby knows what we're talking about.
I didn't know.
But anyway, yeah, we used to have two newspapers, and as you guys know, newspapers have been on the decline in the country because everybody gets their news, of course, online, so paper newspapers are slowly dying.
Right.
So we were in there as the Tribune was shutting down, and it's, you know, kind of a sad documentary, but it's really kind of a moment in time of, you know, newspapers could be gone indefinitely, so it's kind of capturing.
Wow, and you took that to the film festivals?
Yeah, it was at film festivals, and it played at the Tampa Theater for all the employees who were no longer there. It was a really nice thing because, you know, so many people lost their job, but to kind of get to see, you know, where they worked and what they did, you know, be recognized was really special.
That's really cool. You know, the International Christian Film Festival is amazing. They have a lot of celebrities coming up, and they have short documentaries as well. You should maybe submit that over.
Yeah.
And Kevin Sorbo was there. They had, oh my God, the Baldwin brothers. You know, everybody shows up. It's one big, amazing event. And I was nominated a couple times up there. So
congratulations.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. But think of that, you know, sure. And I should talk to him about putting a comedy thing in there for best comic. Wouldn't that be cool? I should ask him that.
I think you should.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
So, I can think of a few guys.
So you're here as my co-host, and you can jump in and ask anybody questions and introduce their next comic.
Oh, great. It was Scott. Scott, yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott. Actually, I got a question for you, Scott. How long have you been doing comedy, and what's kind of your journey been?
I started doing comedy, I'd probably say about 6 months before COVID, and it was more or less, I wasn't sure if my comedy was as funny to everyone else as it was to the people around me.
And what kind of comedy do you do? Like,
I'm a little more crass, I think. I do a lot of clean comedy now because I'm trying to, you know, break that mold, but I'm more into shock comedy and just spin and twist to jokes, and I don't know. So
is it real life situations that happen to you all the time?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, that's what makes it funnier. Very cool. And give your social media where people can follow you.
Well, I have Scott Patrick Comedy on Facebook, and I use Twitter back and forth at Jibba the Hoot. That's where I started putting my jokes originally, and I wasn't getting any feedback. So I saw an open mic at a local brewery, and that's when I was like, you know what, I'm going to see if I can get some feedback and see if I'm actually kind of funny.
Cool. That's cool. Well, I'm glad you're here. Are you coming back next Thursday?
I was trying to.
Yes. I mean, we did play the Russo's commercial. I was talking, right?
I just found it, and we can play it at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And I want to thank Russo's Pizza for allowing us to have comedy night on Thursdays.
Thank you, Russo's.
At 8 p.m. And did any of you try the food over there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They had a pretty good tiramisu.
Oh, you like the tiramisu. What did you like the best, James, so far?
I just get pepperoni pizza.
That's the best, yeah. I like their chicken wings, their parmesan. Oh, my gosh. My husband liked the lemon pepper. Those are amazing. You have to try them. And what was your favorite? Have you had anything over there?
I did have some pizza there, yeah. As far as pizza goes, it's pretty far up there. Yeah. Great food. And great food and comedy together, you know?
And you can't beat it. Thursday night, 8 p.m. If you want to go up on open mic night, James, where do they call?
Oh, just get a hold of me on social media. You can just show up at 7:30 and sign up on the list as well.
Yep.
You can pre-sign up with me or Shane Self.
Yeah.
My birthday's going to be this show,
right.
The 6th. So come
this
out
coming
celebrate
up Thursday.
My birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aren't they doing
you
a roast?
You can roast me if you want. You don't have to. You don't want the contest, not a roast contest, and it's kind of weird.
Well, how old are you going to be?
46.
46?
Yeah.
Your birthday.
It's not my birthday yet.
That's awesome. So, and James, when did you start comedy?
Oh, I started like a year ago. I actually, because of the pandemic, they opened up a bunch of Zoom mics.
Right.
Okay, I'll put on the
yeah.
Fine. It creates an echo. I'm allowed to feel comfortable. There were a bunch of Zoom mics happening online, and that was a lot easier for me because I'm an anxious mess of a human being.
Did they give any cash or anything for that as well?
No,
just Zoom.
No,
okay.
Basically, you're just on Zoom. You're telling your jokes, and no one's reacting because everyone's not even listening to you.
It
was the best place for me to start because crowds are terrifying. I had the most degrading, horrible stage anxiety when starting stand-up, and that was like the perfect bridge for my awkward self. There we go. You have to stop yourself when you're about to curse.
We're live on the radio.
All my sentences will be so much slower today because I'm making sure I'm clean for you.
I just want to thank Love Charm sent a rose to me on TikTok. So whoever sends that will get a shout out. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah. So thank you so much for the rose. I appreciate that. So, you know, it's kind of funny. Oh, I guess Siri's talking back to me. So this morning I had to drop my son, a grandson, off at the airport, right? So I get there. And of course, you know, he's unaccompanied minor. So I have to walk him up to the gate. And I'm like, okay, I'm waiting. And I think he can get on the plane and just like I can leave. And the guy looks at me and he goes, you can't leave yet. Because you got to wait till you can't see the plane. $10 later. Unaccompanied minor, yeah. So, that went out today at 5 in the morning, yeah. But
it's great that they treat unaccompanied minors the same as they do unaccompanied bags at airports. Like it's going to go off or something.
They said anybody here that would like. Is there extra feedback?
Something's like hanging out in there.
Oh,
playing
that's,
music.
That's James. James is. I'm like, okay, that was my watch talking. So they ended up saying, you know, we're full. Anybody want a voucher? And I'm thinking to my grandson, why don't you say yes? You get a free voucher. You can come back, but he's already on the plane. You know, I'm like, can I get my grandson? He'll take the voucher. He can take another plane. Yeah. So, anyways, but that's what happens when you're an accompanied minor and a grandmother.
Yeah.
Taking off.
Planes are the worst right now. Like, I bought tickets for real cheap to Japan. And I recently just got the refund for it.
Wow.
Because apparently, initially, we all thought, no, you just have this $450 from us, and that's just theirs now, even though Japan isn't open for tourism currently.
That's where my grandson wants to go. He loves everything in Japanese, like at Epcot. He's in that store for hours and hours. Yeah.
It's a pretty cool store at Epcot.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was there recently for the Food and Wine Festival or whatever they call
right.
it. But yeah, it would have been nice to go to Japan, but obviously I'd rather just have the money at this point. If literally you fly there, then they're like, no, you got to buy a ticket back or you're going to stay in this holding cell for 10 days.
Wow.
Like that's not fun.
Wow. Well, we're going to come around and do some comedy in just
Speaking
a second.
Judge.
Yes.
You hear about Antonio Brown?
Yes, I heard. What do you think about that?
Oh, he's got to be mentally ill. Yeah, clearly.
Or he was hot in the field. I don't know.
He's a sane person with a. He's almost at the end of getting some contract money and his stipulations in his contract, and it would act that way. No normal.
So but tell people there, that don't know what
insane.
Happened.
What happened? He stripped down after he was asked to get on the field 3 times, I guess. The coach told him to get on the field. He stripped down, threw his gear into the audience, and ran off the field.
Yeah.
Bare chested.
I'm going to defend
glorious
him.
Fashion.
I'm going to defend him for a moment.
Oh, wait, this is
things.
A whole bit, though.
Let okay.
Then you can defend him. So only a crazy person would do that, right? Wouldn't you agree?
No.
Like he was going to at least make $333,000 if he would have gotten like 8 catches in the next 2 games. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He didn't want it. He wanted to make a scene like a lunatic. You know,
what do you think he's going to do now? Sell insurance?
I told you about Tom Brady and his lactating thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady lactates. Have you heard that? It's called goat milk.
Yes.
Yeah. He even makes his own goat cheese with it, and it's delicious. But maybe they asked Antonio Brown to go milk the goat.
Ah.
And he didn't feel like doing it.
That's funny.
He didn't feel like milking the goat. You know how they extracted the goat milk from Tom Brady?
I didn't.
Breast pumps, clearly. Because it's not like they're going to pay me to curl up in Tom Brady's lap, you know, and just start sucking the breast milk, the goat milk, you know.
It's harder when you look me in the eyes and say
you know?
That. It's so.
Because they already got a thing. They told me that. I'd do it for free. Anybody should. I mean,
If he was asked to do it, he probably was told to do it, because it should be a decree that somebody shows up at your house with a trumpet, right? And rolls out a big scroll and says, "You have been chosen to suck the Brady milk. And you get to go milk the goat at 7:30 at Raymond James Stadium. It has been decreed by the goat himself." And anybody, it's not a question. They don't ask you. They tell you to do it. It's an honor to do it. And only a crazy man like Antonio Brown would do such a thing.
Oh, wow.
You would. If your ass.
I didn't know where this show was going.
I didn't think we'd be talking about milking Tom Brady.
No. My brother was joking with me the other day.
Would you do it?
Would I milk Tom Brady?
If you were asked. Not asked, told, with the decree, the scroll and the trumpets come to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would do it?
No. Oh. I had an experience with Tom Brady a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I do work for ESPN, video work for ESPN.
Very cool.
Yeah, and we were going to get to interview him about, if you remember, it was a couple weeks ago that Tom Brady went over during a game, signed something for a kid that was in the crowd.
Right.
And nice. And it was, who's the wide receiver that...
Antonio Brown?
Not Antonio Brown. Chris, no.
Oh, Evans?
Chris Evans. No.
Michael Evans?
People are going to be so mad listening to this right now.
They're going to be calling.
Yeah. Godwin.
727-441-3000.
Godwin.
Who's my next
guy? Yeah, that was going to be really embarrassing. Godwin said, "There's this kid over here if you have a chance, you know, at some point." And then Brady went over during the game and, said hi to the kid, which is during a game, usually you wouldn't do that, yeah. You know. So anyway, the ESPN was interviewing people about that. And so we were interviewing Godwin and Brady, and we were going to get to interview Brady, but unfortunately Brady had to do his thing so quickly, so he had to do in this room where we weren't in.
Oh.
So there was like a glass that was, you know, like a frosted glass. So I was on the other side of that frosted glass, and it was like an anonymous thing where I was I was this close to him, but we had
so close to the goat.
Yeah, but we had a glass, so I didn't get to milk him that day. Yeah.
Would you drink the milk, though? You don't have to milk him, but you drink it?
Is there such a thing as chicken milk?
That's like the form of any human DNA right
Look
there,
that up,
man.
Bobby, because I think I've been punked by somebody.
Yeah. Chicken milk?
Bobby, yeah. Would you drink the goat milk?
I feel like this is
not
the best.
I gotta answer the first question first.
Alright.
So let's go to Russo's Pizza in a
Chickens
second.
Chickens cannot be milked.
Oh, they were punking me. Alright. They were laughing. That's why they were laughing so hard. They did. Yeah. I gotcha. My nephew's farm. And my nephew has ducks and ponds, and it looks like, oh my God, goats and what else? And sheep. He's a sheep herder, mm-hmm. right? So, of course, we're going for dinner for Christmas Eve or day, and we're sitting there. I'm like, "So what did you make?" He goes, "Duck soup." I said, "Where'd you get it from?" "My pond area, apparently." And so I said, "Well, how do you like do that? You know, like, do you like pray over it before you cut its head off or something? I don't know." And he goes, "No, we pray for it at the table, and we thank God for this duck."
They told you to give milk a chicken or a duck?
They were joking with me, yes. He said that we want my grandson to come over and milk the chickens. And they were laughing, and I get it, because there's no such thing.
I'm still stuck on that part.
No, I get this. So you have, anybody have nephews or grandchildren?
Yeah,
or
I got all those.
You all got all of them?
Name one, yeah.
Yeah, so my other nephew, the other day we're in the pool, and he looks at me, he's probably 8, and he goes, "Guess what I got for Christmas? I got Adidas cologne." I said, "That's so cool." He goes, "You know, it surprised me, it didn't smell like feet." These kids, I got to get a kids show here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? Just have kids, like, they say darndest things on the air.
Kid comedians.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree. So we have a clip of you, right?
Sure, yeah. You
Let's
want to
play
a quick clip?
Yeah.
Can I set it up
a
little
bit?
Yes,
that would be wonderful.
So as I said, like, I like to do performance-based stuff, mess with the audience. I had one performance where I did a bit where I acted like somebody was I had somebody film me in the audience.
Right.
And I didn't tell them. All I said to them was, "Whatever I do, don't stop filming me."
Right.
So then during my set, I said, "Can you please stop filming me? You know, I don't want you to steal my jokes. Please stop filming me." And of course, they kept filming me.
Oh.
And so this kept going. And then the audience was like, just stop filming him. He's asking you not to film him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I go, "I don't want to have to get my brother in here to deal with you."
Oh.
And then I left the stage and came back as my own brother, telling off the audience. So this is just a little clip of when I came back into the room.
Cool. And we're going to talk about heckling, if you ever had to go through that as well. We'll be right back. Listen to this.
All right, because now we got a problem. All right, hey, how's it going? I'm Ray Hennessy. Okay. And, yeah, I'm the strong one in the family. Steven Spielberg over here wants to film people. Guess what? I got Dr. Thunder and Mountain Lightning. They might not taste as good, but they're just as strong. Put the camera away.
So that's, you know, and then I went on to kind of make fun of myself.
Right.
You know, like, you know, why are you making fun of this guy? Are you making fun of him for this reason? But it's such a weird thing because I'm playing a character, but then coming in as the brother of the character talking about, it's all kind of just a goofy
that's
mess.
Interesting. But that's interesting. It's improv. Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I try to riff, but yeah. Yeah, I try to mess with the audience, and but keep them in on it. Because obviously,
right.
I just took off my shirt to play my brother. Anybody in their right mind knows it's still me.
Right.
You know, and that's what I was talking about. Like, the audience is in on that, and now we're going to have fun with this.
See, that's what I want to do, more clips of comics on the air. So anybody that has them, anybody wants to try open mic night at Russo's Pizza, let's go to that commercial. We'll be right back.
I was just going
to
say.
Yeah, we'll be right back. See you Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Russo's New York Style Pizza in Clearwater, on Gulf to Bay, and Belcher. We have some exciting events. Open mic night on Thursday, starting December 16th. We have karaoke on Wednesday night, and call for our New Year's Eve celebration with a Johnny Cash and buffet, and so much more. Call this number at 727-643-4304. Come to Russo's New York Style Pizza, 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, and enjoy some amazing Italian food and pizza. We'll see you there.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music and enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor, or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit Ocean Air HimalayanSaltCave.com.
And we're back. And so my question to all of you is, have you ever had a heckler in the audience, and how did you handle it? My point would be, when I'm on stage, I would take, you know, some holy water, go spray it on them. That would be fine. So, okay, let's start over here. So what do you do with a heckler?
Well, it's a little unique for me because I do such performance-based stuff that it almost encourages people to say something, you know? Right. So often when people are yelling something out, it's what I want, if that makes sense. Like, I did a whole bit 2 weeks ago where I went up on stage with a keyboard and spent a minute and a half just plugging in the keyboard.
Right.
Just in silence, just uncomfortable. And someone in the audience was like, wouldn't it be crazy if this was part of his bit? And I was like, oh, you get it.
Okay.
Because then people, the longer it went, it just built that momentum of like, okay. So hecklers are a little bit different with me because I want to create this weird environment where people almost feel like they have to say something, right. You know?
Did you see that movie on Hulu with Robert De Niro? He's a comedian.
Yeah.
About his anger and what he did with the heckler, yeah.
Yeah, that was the movie, the new version of The Joker was a lot based on that.
Okay.
You know, if you can catch some of the similarities.
Right. So that's it. Okay, what do you do? Have you had any happen like that, or how do you handle it?
I have had one heckler. I think, well, the thing is that they know they're wrong. and everyone else knows they're wrong. So if you can just find a funny way to diffuse it and kind of take it on yourself, I'm already self-deprecating.
Right.
So there's really not much they can say that's going to hurt my feelings.
Right.
So really just trying to find a way to make whatever they say funny and play on that, really to make it part of it rather a confrontational
good
situation.
Good point of view on that. That's very positive. Okay, what do you do, James?
Well, like, you know, you have to be a little friendly with them sometimes. Like, if you just go, like, 100%, you know, no mercy immediately, you can actually, like, kill the whole vibe of the crowd. Or if they're drunk, which usually they're drunk, which means they've been supporting whatever venue you're performing
at,
they get really upset, and they can just suck all the air out of the room with enough aggression. So if you can get them with a friendly joke first, that's ideal. But if it keeps going, you do have to sort of establish your dominance as the person speaking in the room.
Okay, so, okay. And James, how do you handle it?
Exactly how he said. Yep. Basically, it happened to me only one time where I didn't get shut down right away. So then it was probably a year after I started, I got booked at my second show. And this people were warning me, this chick April shows up. She gets real drunk and starts heckling the comics. Even the headliner, she's heckling everybody.
Wow.
I went last, and then she's in the middle of my set. I mean, she starts running her mouth. I said, hey, quiet down there, April. She didn't realize I remembered her name after she introduced herself to me.
Psychic.
She's like, how do you know my name? I'm like, everybody knows your name, April. And I just continue, and then she said, just blurts out, you remind me of one of the Trailer Park Boys. I had my glasses on, so I'm guessing it was Bubbles. You know, and you ever see that show?
I think I've seen like a clip of the cartoon they made of it.
Well, I told April, I said, April, you remind me of a bunch of Trailer Park Girls I used to know. And she turned beet red, so probably was true. She probably lived in a trailer around there. It was in the middle of nowhere, Somerville.
That's because I know a lot of people, you just get up and if you're positive and you come back and it's just, you know, just the, how you handle it.
I think it might be a fear for people wanting to get into stand-up, like, oh, what do I do? How do I deal with these? But especially at open mics, they have a host.
Right.
And if somebody has been kind of persistently talking out, that's part of the job of the host,
right,
is to handle it. And as you get into, you know, bigger clubs, they have security there that can handle that. But you know, you can look at it often as an opportunity. If you watch a lot of YouTube clips of people dealing with hecklers, there's lots of comedians that have huge popularity just from how they deal with hecklers, you know? So you can use that as an opportunity. But, yeah, as we were saying, like, don't, you know, don't go super hard on somebody who maybe just said one thing out, you know, because they're there to have a good time, and that's all their, most people, that's all their intention is. They're not intending to ruin the show, but sometimes when alcohol gets involved,
it happens.
Yeah. They think they're part of it.
Yeah. So do you guys travel all over, or do you just do the local circuits, or do you travel further than that? Who wants to go?
I travel Florida.
All over Florida?
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, that's about where I've been.
Well, you have to try the improv. Have you tried the improv in West Palm? I used to work over there with Renee Hart.
I haven't been there yet.
Okay, you need to hook up with her. She's an amazing woman.
Orlando, Lake City, Winter Haven.
Now, have you ever won? Now, we give $50 cash for the best comic. And so, right now. And then, have you ever won any more than that? Anybody?
I've been paid a lot more than that, but I've never won anything. Every contest I'm in, I lose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
well, I've won some bartending competitions.
Oh, bartending.
I've been a full-time bartender
kind
for 21
years. Kind
of like
Cocktail,
years,
the
you
movie?
Know? Yeah, I've met like Ric Flair, the Princess Ferguson. Not that. I've done one Flair competition, and I got fourth place.
Whoa.
I did a second place in the fastest bartender competition, and the girl that beat me, she's the one that taught me how to bartend, Lisa Bailey. She's super fast, but she retired, so that makes me the fastest.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to go to Nationals, but it was in D.C. in February, and I'm like, I like Florida in February.
Whoa.
So I did not go. There is the Reich of Vodka competition.
Did you all know that? I didn't know
that.
That's all new. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Margarita competition, I took second place. At the Vinoy where I worked, I took second place in
the
craft cocktail competition for 5 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now it's all, my whole bar's gone. They leveled Marchand's, if you've been there before, when the bar was the main place to hang out with all the ball players and the big shots.
Oh,
they
that's where it was.
Since COVID, they tore the whole thing apart.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Well,
stirred up all the ghosts.
Wow. I was going to talk about, anybody have any businesses they want to promote while they're here? Anything that
Russo's?
Russo's Pizza,
yeah,
yes.
Russo's Pizza Pizza and Comedy.
I appreciate you guys coming out.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming back more than once, of course.
Yeah, James, did you have something you do?
I did, yes. Actually,
I did.
just quit.
We're sharing a mic, so it's like, you know, I want to be able to talk, but I also don't want to be so aggressive that I take everything away from you. It's I host a monthly open mic at a Brew Florida Growler Bar in Odessa, and I'm also going to be doing my first showcase where I'm hosting one at 81 Bay Brewing Company, January 21st. I hope it's 21st, or I totally messed up this ad I'm doing.
That's so cool. Congratulations on that. Yeah, I love
it.
That one's in Tampa. Yeah, but the other one's in Odessa. The open mic's in Odessa. I think it's like January 13th is our next open mic. We do it once a month. We get a lot of great comedians out there, mostly because I think like most of your amateur comics, like they'll go for the main clubs, like when they're first getting into it.
Right.
But you'll get like more hardened veteran comics come out to every open mic. So when they see those opportunities, it's like they love them.
Well, I'm going to go around in a second, and then we'll kind of end with maybe a few seconds of your stand-up that you do as well. And who is your favorite comic that you look up to?
Ooh, I would say John Mulaney, but I've got a lot of comics that I love.
One that just stands out.
Yeah, it would be John Mulaney.
Okay, James, how about you? Who's yours?
Norm Macdonald.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite comic since I was 11, 12 years old.
Amazing, yeah.
So, like, 30 years, I've been a huge fan of his.
Yeah, and then mine is Goldie Hawn. I'm a Goldie Hawn fan. I mean, she's not really a comic, but a comical actress, I would say. She's, like, one of my favorites. And who is the other one? Lisa Lampanelli.
she's her, brutal.
Lisa Lampanelli, yeah, would be one of mine. I've seen her a couple times back here. Whoa, that was a show. And who's your favorite?
I'm a big Steve Martin fan from back in the day.
Yes.
And then I'm also a fan of Andy Kaufman, who often, you know, messed with the audience as well. It's kind of
What was that show with Clifford? Clifford the movie with Steve Martin? No, it wasn't Steve Martin. It was...
That's Martin Short.
Martin Short.
Yeah, who's also great. And they do the show together now on Hulu.
That's so amazing. Yeah, I go past Dinosaur World and I keep thinking, I want to go to Dinosaur World. I want to go to Dinosaur World. And what's your favorite comic?
I would say Joe List and Mark Normand.
Okay.
I suffer from social anxiety, and they both as well. So it's good to, it's real relatable for me in their comedy.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So anybody have a few moments of their stand-up set that you want to do live on the air? Because we have drivers that are driving, and what would you like to start out with? You want to start?
Yeah, I'd like to start. I'm going to...
kind of practice here for Thursday.
Yeah. Doing performance-based stuff, I also do impressions, and I thought that might translate onto the radio. So I have a list of some of the impressions I can do. I was thinking I would give someone with a mic the list of impressions, and then somebody else could ask questions to that person.
Very
we would
cool.
just go through a couple of them.
Okay.
That sounds fun, yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to ask questions?
I'll ask questions, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And maybe Dawn, you can start at the top, and we will do just a couple.
So let's do... you got a list. Sam Elliott is one of my favorites.
Sam Elliott talks in a very deep voice. I'll take any questions you have.
Sam Elliott, what have you been doing lately? Seeing the family? Got any kids?
I've got kids, but more than that, I've got a mustache.
So what's it like being on every conservative meme that I've ever seen?
Feels pretty good.
Yeah, so it's well earned.
Do you really ride a horse?
I do. I ride a horse. I ride it so well.
What's the horse's name?
The horse's name, Roger.
You can do that. That's what I like that.
How about Owen Wilson?
My favorite.
Wow. Okay, wow. I can't believe we're on the radio. Wow.
Wow.
I love how you even have his nose down.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, that's...
Wow. Like, can you see us right here? Wow.
Do you like the likeness of the Statue of Liberty? How do you feel about that when people compare you to that?
Yeah, it's great. It's America. I love it.
Okay, let's see here. Let's go with Gandalf.
Ask me a question.
Okay, Gandalf. So what was it like before the whole coming back thing? Like that midway between life and death?
It was amazing! And here I am, and I will say this, when you see me on the freeway, thou shall not pass!
Alright, yeah. Scott, you want one?
Okay. You do one.
He's just on his Barack phone.
Obama. All right. Welcome. Anybody have a question for Brock?
you've got Barack Obama on the air.
Why didn't you pardon Julian Assange?
Well, because I was going to the bathroom, and I said, I pardon this WikiLeaks.
That sounds like him.
Actually, yeah, Batman is on the list.
Batman. It's Christian Bale's Batman. Any questions for Batman?
Where's Robin?
Robin? Robin, is that Robin's?
Oh.
Yeah. Do one of these first two.
Okay, so Matthew McConaughey.
All right, great. Matt McConaughey's here on the air.
Oh, that's solid.
That's why I put the best up first, so you can get it.
Wow.
All right, so you got Matt McConaughey on the air. What do you want to ask Matt McConaughey?
You know, Matthew McConaughey, I have a film director friend that just put on Facebook the other day that they're trying to do a film, and it says Wanted Matthew McConaughey, and they're trying to get to pitch him an idea. So what do you think about that?
I love it. Everybody wants a little piece of McConaughey, all right? You know it, I know it, we all love it. All right.
Okay, so my favorite movie was Fool's Gold.
Sure.
Did you have fun doing that?
I had a great time doing Fool's Gold. A lot of good-looking people on the set. I love that.
Yeah, so how long were you in the water?
I was in the water for approximately 4 days straight.
Wow.
Yeah, wettest I ever been.
Did you enjoy working with the co-host of Goldie Hawn's daughter? What's her name? You know who I'm talking
Kate
about.
Kate Hudson. Beautiful.
Yes, Kate Hudson. Thank you.
Yeah, I should know. Yeah, she was great. Yeah, a little romantic chemistry. Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. That's a hand clap, Bobby. That's amazing. Yeah, that's very cool. So do you have girlfriends that your wife that you talk like this and they...
Wait. Just so are we... Who are you talking to now?
Matthew McConaughey. Oh.
Yeah, I got a lady in my life. I got a few ladies in my life.
Ah, okay.
I'm looking at you, Don.
Actually, I want to follow up on that question.
Sure.
Do you ever like get requests from you personally from like a woman you're with and she's like, hey, can you do this voice while we're, you
that's
know,
what I meant.
That's okay. What I saw. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It's funny because like I did it on video and there was comments were like, so hot, you know, and I was like, oh, should I talk like this all the time?
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Well, you got Hugh Grant here, too.
Right. Hugh Grant is, right. Well, he just kind of, right, can come up with what to say, right. Yep.
Whoa. How was it working with Julia Roberts?
Right. I believe you're talking about Notting Hill.
Exactly.
Right. Right. She, lovely girl.
Okay, let's go over to Jimmy Stewart.
Well, here's the situation. A lot of people aren't going to know who I am because your listeners are too young. You guys know who I am?
There was that one movie where, like,
there we go.
The angel
give it to me,
was
give
like,
it to me.
"Hey,
there it is. It's a Christmas
you
classic." You
yeah,
know,
yeah, you should what be. It's my mother's
there
favorite.
It is. You know,
you don't murder yourself. It's like it's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's a wonderful life. Great. That's the movie I was in.
Wow, Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. Hello, Don.
Hello.
You look so lovely in earth tones.
Are you still married to... What's her name? What's her name? You know. Yeah, you should know. It's your wife.
Melanie Griffith.
Yes.
Yes.
What's interesting is, like, you're asking these questions, and I need to know all these pertinent details. Luckily, I have a little Hollywood knowledge to get me through
these. Well, you're really good at it.
The top one. Liam Neeson.
Neeson, ooh. No glasses, okay.
I've got a particular set of skills that would make me a nightmare for someone like you.
Wow.
Do you know who I am now?
No.
What? No, he was in, he was Transporter. No,
oh!
Not Transporter. No.
Wait,
no. It's, it's
Taken. Let's get it.
Taken is what I'm thinking of.
Ah.
I'm thinking of some other violent old guy.
Don, are you Taken?
Taken, yes. Yes, very Taken.
Well, then we have nothing to talk about.
That's amazing. Let's clap for that. That's a hand clap for everybody. Wow. You know, I have agents and producers and casting directors on my show, and we have SAG agents that you had met. One of the agents.
Yeah, Keith,
so, yes, Keith from Alexa Mullen Talent. Cool. He does take talent as well, and we have famous faces out of Hollywood, Florida, so if you need to get hooked up, I've got their information for you and their contracts for non-exclusive, so let me know on that as well. So you were talking about the patches, so let me tell you what happened. Real quick, you know, Carrie, that has the next show coming up, the Beauty Queen reporter that I have, and she's been doing very well with her reporting, and she has her own half-hour show under mine. And so for about a year, she's been talking about these patches, and I'm like, I don't want to hear about these patches anymore. Like, stop, stop. Oh, and like, my arm is so, look, you're laughing because she tried you, right? And she's like, yeah. You put a patch on it, it'll stop the pain. So not even, when we had the weather change going on, and there was like, because I'm 61, okay, no, 60, I don't want to go further, 60. So, that's in July. Why am I putting myself older than I am? No. So I had like really bad like arthritis in my knee, like really bad, or something that pulled a muscle or besides that. And I called her up. I said, let me try the patch finally after a year. And I'm going to tell you, this patch, just put it on and I slept like a baby and it stopped the pounding on my knee. And
I put it on my knee too.
And you
stopped and hurting.
Yeah.
It was that, the patch or the cannabis. One of the two. I'm pretty sure it was the patch.
Well, that helped me tremendously. Of course, you know. But if anybody has any pain out there or anything, you're on stage, you know, when we get a little older, you try to get up on the stage. You try to get off the stage. If you have any type of thing, you can call 727-871-7788. Let me send you a video from this guy. I became a distributor now. I believe in the product. Now I'm talking about it all the time.
How does it work?
Have you tried the patch yet? Oh, not yet. Okay, so we'll have to make that happen and try that. But, there was a video that I have about horses that the guy touched a horse and there was pain on the horse. And then he put a couple patches on it, you know, and then he went to calm the horse and then the horse didn't do anything. So there's a really cool video about this product if you've heard about it. So
and
I'm still
Scott
learning.
We're talking and he's got pain issues, right?
We're talking about aches and pains on the radio.
You gotta try the patch. It's like a light patch, right?
A light, yes, yes.
Light reflective patch.
Yes, and it makes your cells dance, I guess. And I'm still learning about it, but I believe in it. You know, of course, Carrie called me. She's probably driving, going, "Don't talk about this." She's like, "Well, you're at Disney Hollywood Studios, and I had the copper thing on my leg because it was a copper thing, but it helped when you for support, you know."
Right.
And then I have the weighted blanket. Have you ever had these weighted blankets?
Ooh, I've heard of them.
They're nice.
Oh my gosh, I have a 50-pound blanket. What did you hear about that?
It's like you're being hugged by someone you don't have to talk to. It's wonderful. That's the tagline for every weighted blanket I need to read.
Yeah, it does work too.
I didn't love it. It felt like Satan was trying to pull me to the underworld, like I was being held down by my uncle. But for some people, it's great.
Well, we were talking about the patches with Carrie. She just walked in the door over there, and we're just kind of giving you a little insight. It does work, and I'm one of those believers now. So, but I'm very impressed with it, and now I'm telling my husband because my arm still hurts. I said, put a patch on it. I sound like Carrie. Carrie's got like 4 patches on her. Anyway, so we are here. We have like 5 minutes left. Remember, go to sunkisscharters.com. Book your sailing cruise now. It's $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can have up to 6 people on board. Bring your own booze, drinks, whatever food you want, of course, and just enjoy. You know, I had one guy that booked over New Year's Day, Eve, I'm sorry, and he said, I smoke cigars. And I said, well, that's great. You can smoke on the sailboat because it's a private charter. You know, so they enjoyed that because you can't really do that with the other charters. Sometimes, you know, so
I enjoy cigars too.
There you go. Come to sunkisscharters.com. Check us out.
We're gonna do a show on one of those.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
We're gonna try to figure something out. Sell some tickets, fill the boat up.
Yeah, 37 foot endeavor.
And listen to some jokes.
Oh my gosh.
Water.
That would be fun. And then you can go downstairs and it's really beachy and cool. Now we also have a 28-foot pontoon boat coming, and it's being worked on right now. So we used to do something called the showboat in Jupiter with the Manatee Queen and with Captain Brian down there, and now we're all over the papers. So we have agents and producers or people coming on board, and they would do their skit or their stand-up, or if they were a singer, and some were getting signed. So we were being called, you know, be discovered boat, which is really cool. Nice. So I want to do that here as well. So I've got agents lined up too as well for that. So we're going to go around the room and just end with about 5 seconds here of whatever you want to talk about at the end. Because there was a clock up there.
Oh, yeah, I'll give time to the rest of the people. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, and congratulations for winning.
Yeah, if you want to come out to Russo's, I'm often there. I go to Spitfire Comedy in St. Pete as well, if you want to see me there, not to promote other places, but Russo's is great.
Oh, Nick is awesome, man. We can shoot.
Sure, there's lots of great comedy. And yeah, if...
Spitfire, I'm going to be doing the story time thing in January. So, well, it is January. Well, he didn't give
it a date January.
Yet, but... Yeah. Storytelling segment.
Now, do you have your own cameras and everything with your own production company?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're, wow. If you wanted to, you know, check out what I do with video, blendedcinema.com is the name of the website.
I need to talk to you about red carpet events. If you would sure. you help me with some red carpet events coming up for film festivals,
yeah.
if you are available and sure. what your fee is and yeah. so forth, let me know. Cause we can need, there's coming up, Dunedin Film Festival is coming up.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's very good. And get involved in that as a volunteer because you don't know who you're going to meet
yeah.
as well.
And if anybody contact me through social media that's interested in getting into stand-up comedy, I'm happy to talk, you know, about the process because I'm new to it, but I can tell you what it's like being a new comic and kind of what the ropes are like.
Exactly. I love it. I think it's amazing. And any other last words when we go around the room?
Yeah, this is Scott Patrick again. I would appreciate it if you actually check out some open mics. It's always great to have more people in the audience.
It is.
Sure. Sometimes during each night, not everyone has time to get out, so... If you could come out and support us, it's a great thing.
And it's often free, which if you're looking for a cheap date, you know, Russo's, you don't have to pay a cover charge to see
right.
comedy. At Spitfire on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, you don't have to, you know, pay a cover charge. You can go, you know, it might not always be Dave Chappelle quality comedy, but you're kind of getting what you pay for. But it's often a fun time, and you can see characters
even
like
if you brought sure. kids, and if they slip in around that time, we have to watch the comics. They will go
There's
clean.
There's kids, then. Yeah. The comedians are going to read the room. They're not going
right.
to try
right.
to lose just because they want to be absurd. You know, you know, it's not even the swearing or anything. It's the content. So they'll use the correct content if there's...
Right.
If there was some teenagers there. Nobody had to... Any complaints?
And the food is great. My sister-in-law works there. Her name is Lena. We have Devin. She's like my daughter-in-law. I call her a family friend forever. And the amazing service over there, you know, that they're getting together with everybody. And there's a new owner named Norman. So, just go over and...
Thanks to Norman.
Thank you, Norman.
Yes. I appreciate you.
And anything else? Last words? We got 2 more minutes.
Oh, 2 more minutes. Well, yeah.
Countdown.
It's like, hey, here's all the pressure in the world for our last 2 minutes, James. You can just say something interesting. And it's like, I don't know. I don't always have a lot of interesting things to say. I mean, I felt like I already pitched the open mic I'm doing January 13th.
Nice.
At Florida Brew, at Brew Florida Growler Bar. I always get those words mixed up. I have no idea why. But it's an amazing bar. You'll love it, especially if you're in Odessa. You really don't have any other option to do anything in Odessa, I think, if you're being honest with yourself.
True.
So you should come out.
There you go.
That Thursday night, January 13th.
Okay,
I'm
James.
I'm doing music, so is that it?
Like, he's giving us a little something,
like,
I don't know.
Okay, get
some
lost,
Hollywood
James.
Music. Give him some, yeah, that to our ending here. And James, yeah. Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So I recently got, like, a call from my sister and brother-in-law asking me about, like, New Year's Eve. You know, it's like, hey, James, do you have any plans? This is how my New Year's starts off, by the way. It's, and I'm like, no, I don't have any plans. They're like, well, we're going to go to a party out of town. I'm like, wow, that sounds amazing. I'd love to go. And then she was like, oh, we just wanted to know if you'd watch our dog. Oh, man, you know, that's my bad. I shouldn't be trying to invite myself to, like, someone else's party, right? If you guys are going to be the only people I know, it's like, no, you know people there. It's everyone from volleyball.
Everyone from volleyball? Oh, wait, before we go, because we have a minute and a half, I can tell you, okay, New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my husband's on a charter out in the middle of the ocean, and so I'm driving from my grandson, and of course the casino is there, and my car just turns into the casino, and I was going to go to church, but I didn't get back because the casino was there, long story short, and I go there, my husband calls me like 11, where are you? I said, I'm at the 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're still there? Well, I had won like $80, and I had won a little bit, and then I had a drink, and then I was there till 12:30, and then I get a call. He goes, who are you talking to? I said, the lady next to me FaceTime me. I had the best New Year's by myself. I really did. But Happy New Year, everyone. And yes, and we'll see you at Russo's Pizza on Thursday at 8 p.m.
Birthday Carrie, party, baby.
Yay, we'll see you next. And stay tuned for a new
Thursday.
Show. We'll be right back. All right, hold on. All right, thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Okay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3